This is Dr. Yo. Welcome to Respecting the Future. Your host is Levin Chuck Wilson, better known as Chuck. He's committed his body of work to serving individuals, families, and communities. As a social worker, he's taken the oath to be a change agent. This is the season 3 episode, Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. It's all about looking for the truth while getting to know yourself, moving the needles and mountains in your life. So, let's talk to Chuck.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.
So in our last session, we were talking about the document, solidifying the deal in a relationship. And this ties to a conversation or a conference that I heard you speak at. And it was talking about strengthening something unnatural. How do you tie those two together? Can you share with our audience?
Yes, well, we were talking about intimacy and love. And I closed it out by talking about having a document and a deal when you're talking about intimacy and love. Well, when you're talking about a document and you're talking about a deal, when you don't tell the truth in the document, you impact the deal in a negative way. When you tell the truth in the document, it strengthens it, right? So the moment you start not telling the truth, whether it's in words or action, then you lessen or you cheapen or you break down the document, you break down the deal. When you start to tell the truth or tell the truth, example, going out to dinner. If you go on to dinner and your husband, your wife is asking you, would you like to go to this restaurant? But you really don't like that restaurant. You don't like how you don't like the service. You don't like the food. But you say yes to just appease that person, but you don't never tell your mate that's not a place that you like. Well, what you're doing is you're strengthening something that's unnatural. You're strengthening a lie. So basically, when you strengthen a lie in a relationship, it makes the document and the deal null and void. If the document and the deal is null and void, then the intimacy and the love will be null and void at some point. All of it's going to come to a head. That's when the fights come. That's when the arguments come. That's when the disconnects come, because you're saying, you know what? You're not listening to me, or the person is not communicating. When the person does not communicate the art of the deal, as someone says, they always talk about the art of the deal. Well, there's an art of the deal in relationships. There's an art of the art of the deal in intimacy and love. There's an art and a deal. There's art and there's a deal when it comes to keeping things moving, keeping things real, keeping things impactful, understanding where we're going, understanding why is it that we should be intentional about everything that we do.
I keep hearing the conversation strengthening and muscles and how important that is. But I really, you know, stand here and it's about compromise, is it not?
I won't say compromise. It's about communication. It's about adjustment. Compromise.
But that's compromise.
Well, it depends. It's how you contextualize it. I don't want to use the word compromise, because compromise is saying I'm going to not do and be who I am so you can do and be who you are. I'm not, and that is appropriate in some kind, but in this conversation, when we're talking about this topic, we're talking about strengthening something that's unnatural. When you strengthen a lie,
gotcha,
it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Then it overtakes the intimacy. It overtakes the love. When you strengthen the truth, what happens? It does the same. It's the same impact. It strengthens the relationships. It strengthens the deal. It strengthens the document. It strengthens your future. It strengthens everything. But when you are not intentional about this, when you're not intentional about where you're going, when you're not truthful, guess what? You're strengthening something unnatural, and that leads to something catastrophic, I believe.
So on a spectrum, you know, you've got the 1 to the 10. So if your boo says to you, hey, baby, you know, how's my hair? Do you tell her the truth?
Tell the truth, but say it in a nice way.
Okay.
Say it in a nice way.
Okay.
Don't kill a person. Because one, when you're intimate with a person,
right,
you learn how to communicate with them. You know what words and phrases that gets their attention. Just think about when you first start dating. When you first get out there, you see that dime piece, as the old man used to call it. When you see that woman, you see that the manifestations of God's craftiness, you start saying, wow, what can I do to get with her? You start thinking and planning, and you have all these things going through your head. You start examining who she is, what color she likes, how she gets in and out the car, what kind of food she likes, how she likes to wear her hair. Maybe she likes to get her nails and toes done, what kind of purses she wears. You start examining all those things. The moment, and you're strengthening that muscle, right? Because now you're trying to be intimate. You're trying to love. You're trying to have a relationship with this person. You're strengthening that muscle. The moment you stop doing that, you start to strengthen something else. When you start to strengthen something else that's not applicable and that's not right, that's not truthful, then it will trump what's right. We don't want to trump anything, okay? We want to be intentional about where we're going. We want to strengthen the truth muscle, not the lie muscle.
So how do we start?
You start with truth. You start with saying, you know what? Let me figure out how this person communicates, first of all. Communication is not just words. Communication is a touch. Communication is a look. Your senses, you hear, smell, touch, see. When you use all your senses to communicate with a person, you never lose that. And so you have to be intentional every day about using your senses with your mate, your partner, your boo, whatever it is that you have. Be intentional. And that's what will strengthen the relationship. That's what will strengthen the right muscles. But the moment that you only look at it from one thing, one way, one perspective, then you start to strengthen something that's unnatural. Then it's not sustainable, because that person starts to say, well, you know what? Were you lying to me when you used to open the door for me?
Right.
Because your actions change. You know, you used to open the door for me, but now it's been 2 years, been 3 years, 5 years, 15 years. You don't open the door anymore. Well, were you lying just to get my attention?
Right.
You know, you were strengthening something unnatural. Or men, you came home every day, no matter how tired you are, you say, you know what, I'm going to spend some time with my family. I'm going to find out how little Johnny is doing, how Susie's day went, what can I do to help my wife or my significant other? What can I do around the house? Make sure to take the trash out. No matter what your situation was that day, in the beginning, you were intentional about it, because you say, I got to have this woman. I got to have this situation. I got to keep my family together. But when you lose and start to strengthen that stuff, when you strengthen laziness.
Okay.
Strengthen laziness. Say, you know what? The trash need to be taken out, but I'm not going to do it. I'll wait till next week. Let somebody else do it. That's strengthening something unnatural. Or it's your boo's birthday, and you say, well, I know the birthday is Friday. The day is Thursday. I'm going to wait till tomorrow to get the card. But something comes up and you don't get the card. All of a sudden, you're strengthening something unnatural. You're going against your own start out, which makes it a lie. But then the other person feels like, well, wow, what's the change? What happened?
Right.
You didn't. This is not how we started out. This wasn't the problem. When we didn't have a dime, when we didn't have this type of house, when we were catching the bus, we were riding in cabs. We wasn't riding Ubers then. We were riding in cabs, catching rides, hitchhiking, all kinds of stuff. We had a different plan. We were strengthening something that was natural. But when you strengthen something that's unnatural, you will have an outcome that you don't want. So my suggestion, Dr. Yo, as we're talking about changing your thinking, change your life, as we're talking about having a deal and having a plan, as we're talking about strengthening something unnatural, my suggestion is, if you feel unnatural about something, and that doesn't mean it's bad, you're in control of it. If you want a certain outcome, if you want to be happy, you make it happy. If you want to be have joy and peace, what kind of joy and peaceful moments and spaces are you creating? How are you strengthening the relationship? And it's not one side. It's not just for the men to do. It's not just for the woman to do. It's not just for the children to do. It's a family affair. It's a team sport. It's a team effort. for everybody to be intentional. If we would do this on our jobs, if we would do this in the classroom that's going to last 11 weeks, 9 weeks, 17 weeks, and it's over at that point, and it's over, it's done, and you go on to the next thing. Well, love is not like that. You don't move from intimacy and love and from people to people. Well, some people may do, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people who say they love and care and are intimate with people. We're saying be intentional. We're saying strengthen what's right. Look for what's right. Don't look for what's wrong, because when you look for what's wrong, guess what? Subconsciously, you will strengthen that. You will feed into that. But when you strengthen what's right, when you strengthen the truth, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the outcomes are, guess what? Your outcomes, your self-fulfilling prophecy will be positive.
All right. I know in the past, I talked about how, you know, ever-changing the life that we live in right now. I mean, it's very fast-paced. It's very fast-paced. And before you know it, a month or two, half a year will go by, and you don't realize, wow, I haven't told this person that I used to open the door for how much I love him or her. And we just get, you know, caught up in that the craziness of this world. What do we need to do in order to not get so caught up in that?
Great question, Dr. Yeo. Self-examine.
Self-examination.
Self-examine. Yeah. Self-examine. The moment you feel like you're unhappy in a relationship, the moment you feel like you're unfulfilled in a relationship, don't look at your spouse. Start with yourself.
Right.
What are you doing? What's your deal? That's why I say have a document. You know, I believe in putting a document out there. Guys, let me talk to you for a minute. If you, again, I said this in the last podcast, if you say you committed, you say you're doing this, you can say you're going to do that, you're going to make all these promises, put it in writing. Make your word your bond and put it in writing. Because when you are strengthening something unnatural, you're looking for your house to crumble. Self-examine, and have a courageous conversation. Have a courageous conversation. If your spouse or your children is saying, "Mama, Daddy, Uncle, Auntie, whatever, you don't communicate to me like you used to. What happened?" Don't become defensive.
Right.
There's some truth in the criticisms.
So maybe that self-examination needs to start, you know, and that courageous conversation rather needs to start with you as opposed to having it with other people.
Right. And yeah, exactly. And I think it should be something that you put on your daily activity.
Right. Daily activity.
Don't wait till there's a crisis.
Right.
Figure out, if you get up in the morning, you want to figure out, okay, what did I do for my boo today?
Right.
What did I call her? Did I text her? Did I email her? Did I communicate with her? And women, did you respond? Respond. When somebody's trying to reach out to you, respond, because when you don't respond, it says that you're not listening, you're not aware. You may be too busy.
Right, but however, you have that conversation to one another as to what the expectation
exactly,
is.
Exactly. So having a courageous conversation is critical. It's so critical, because that's what moves the needle in mountains in the relationship. That's what moves the needle in that mountain in anything you do. When you self-assess, tell yourself the truth. So when somebody else tells you about yourself, right, it's not as hard. But you got to tell yourself the truth. Don't avoid the truth inside yourself. You know when you have messed up. I was getting ready to say something else. But you know when things aren't right with you.
Right. Right.
You know when you have not been paying attention.
But once again, though, it's different when you're younger. If you're in your 20s, a lot of times it's like, well, I don't need that. I don't need to do that. But if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, you think to yourself, wow, I don't have that many years, and I really do care and love this person. What can I do for me in order to be better for the other person? So it is a lot of self-examination. But I do think, though, that the age group, they do things differently. It's not important.
This is what I say. Each age group has work to do.
Okay.
And each age group does have a process. But the common denominator in all groups, we all are human. We all have feelings and we all have thoughts. We all have blood running through our veins. We're not machines. We're not televisions. We're not computers. We're not hardware. We're soft. We bleed. We hurt. If you pinch me, I'm going to hurt. I might pinch you back too. But if you pinch me, I'm going to feel that. So don't pinch me. So no matter what, I don't think age is an excuse.
Okay.
I have clients from 15 to 75. And the common denominator is everybody wants to be loved. Everybody right. wants to have an intimate moment. Everybody wants to be respected. And it starts with strengthening something natural, which is truth, which is joy, which is peace. And those are things you have to create. I heard a writer once say, and I've been abiding by this for a long time. I don't know who the writer is, but it says the best way to predict your future is to create it.
Right.
Right. So if you want joy, if you want peace, if you want financial freedom, if you want happiness, if you want intimacy, if you want blissful love, you have to create it. It's not going to fall out the sky. It's not going to grow off a tree. It's not going to grow out the ground. You can't catch it in the ocean.
How do you create a future with someone that does not want the truth?
You need to get your ass out of that relationship.
Okay. But what if you've been in that relationship for 15, 25, 30 years?
Again, you have strengthened a muscle that's unnatural. You've lied to yourself. So at some point, whether it's later or sooner, you need to start making changes to say, you know what? I've strengthened something unnatural. I've developed something that shouldn't be. I'm in a situation that's not going to change. When you recognize the truth and you make some changes, no matter when it is, you make the change. But to stay in it and say, you know what? I'm going to stay here. I'm going to be like, y'all remember my podcast, Pig, Bitches, and Slaves, right? If you're going to wallow in what you don't want, well, then you're a pig. So we don't want to be pigs in this situation. We want to be powerful.
Wow, Chuck, so much you've said. Wrap us up with something that we can take away. The one thing, though, that I know I'm going to be able to take away is every day wake up and say, what have I done for my boo?
Exactly. Be intentional about your intimacy. Be intentional about your love. Be intentional about your document. Be intentional about your deal for love and intimacy.
Glad you joined in our conversation, and I hope that this episode will help you make the choice decisions that respects your future. Subscribe and follow Respecting the Future podcast on Podomatic, iTunes, and Player FM. You can also reach out to Chuck via email at leventwo, that's L-E-V-E-N, the number 2, at me.com. Be sure to get your digital or hard copy of Chuck's book, The Truth About the Facts. It's coming out November 24th, Black Friday. We want to say thank you to our engineer, Sam Walton, our videographer, Indio Prato. Until then, it's all about moving the needles and mountains in your life.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.